are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Mae Adam. And joining me this morning in studio, we've got Kayla McGee, and on the line, Nick Morrison. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along. And boy, we've got a really fun event that is coming up in February. But now is the time to get your tickets. Tell us, Kayla, a little bit about the Boots and Bling Cowboy Ball.
Sure. So the Boots and Bling Cowboy Ball is a celebration for 25 years of the Sterling Family Ranch Rodeo. In those 25 years, we've given over $250,000 to cancer warriors in the area, and we just want to celebrate. So we're throwing this big event as a celebration for all that we've done over the years to help cancer warriors.
And boy, what a great way to celebrate. You're going to have a prime rib dinner. There's going to be cocktails. Nick is going to be on hand in sharing some funny stories, right, Nick?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I'm excited to come back down there. I grew up in South Dakota, and actually grew up listening to your radio station. It was always on in the truck when we was working on the ranch, and so looking forward to going. I live down in Texas now, but looking forward to getting back into real cowboy country. And being back up there around a lot of people that are that I love, and a lot of bringing some laughter.
It's going to be a great time, and not only that, there's going to be a concert to kind of finalize. I mean, the whole night is just going to be a good time. You've got Tris Munsick and the Innocents coming as part of the deal.
Yes, we do. Tris will be playing around 9 p.m. The doors open at 6 with cocktails. Dinner will be served around 7, and then we'll have Nick. We're also working on getting some auction items, so some special packages may be coming out that you could bid on. So it's going to be a full night of a lot of great things.
Yeah, and this is going to be happening at the Pat Duffy Center in Fort Pierre, which is, you know, just kind of the hub of the town, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. Everybody gathers there for all their celebrations, and it's just a great place to get together.
So, Nick, I hear rumors that you were rodeoing it back in the day.
Yeah. So I rode bulls professionally. Started riding there in South Dakota, started riding steers when I was a kid, and then grew up through South Dakota rodeo and high school rodeo and all that, up there. I mean, you can't live in South Dakota and not rodeo at some point. And my dad raised bucking horses, and we had some bulls. We lived out there by the Meekses, and so we were always helping them with their ranch, and so it just come natural, start riding bulls, and then I realized I was good at it. Problem is I got injury prone and ended up fighting a lot of injuries, and at 21 years old, had a career-ending injury, and so had to kind of change gears. But yeah, I started out rodeo still is a massive passion for me and something that I love, and I've got a lot of friends that are still in it, still making friends in it, and just love everything about it. But, you know, that's part of being in South Dakota is riding bulls and riding bucking horses and rodeoing.
Absolutely. And obviously you had to make a shift in careers. Why comedy?
So I actually didn't make the transition to comedy until just a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
I started doing motivational speaking. I was always in ministry. I started preaching when I was 15 years old. At rodeos there in South Dakota. My first time was Wall, South Dakota, 15 years old, preaching at a little rodeo there. My dad said, "Hey, if you don't have church, have church." And so I told the announcer we were having church, and he asked who was preaching. I said, "I don't know." And so that's how it kind of all started. And so I moved to Texas. There's a big church down here called Lone Star Cowboy Church in Montgomery, and came down and got hired as them as the worship and youth pastor, and was in youth ministry for quite a few years. I want to say almost 15 years, and man, God just blessed that ministry. And then right around the time COVID hit, decided to kind of make a transition and started kind of dabbing my foot in comedy, and then started realizing that it was something I enjoy making people laugh. I always have, and something I could do. And so really this year started pursuing it. And usually they say it takes 5-10 years of grinding. I started comedy at 40 years old. I don't have time to grind. So it really kind of advanced quickly for us. And this 2022 was an insane year of going from 2021 having maybe 5 shows to last year having over 70 shows. Got the headline in Vegas. then this year is already shaping up to be just an amazing year, getting to come up doing a tour up in the South Dakota, Wyoming, North Dakota area, doing this show as part of it. Just got selected for Kenan Thompson's show. We're due the first filming for that in a couple weeks, and getting to do like Georgia Cattlemen's Association State Convention, and getting to headline in Reno later in April. And it's just been amazing. This is still in the early stages, and I'm just hanging on and letting God take control and just enjoying it while I go.
That's awesome. And you know, it seems like a natural fit when they called you here and said, "Hey, would you come do the Cowboy Bowl?"
Yeah, and I've known Caleb. We were friends when we were young, and so and my mom passed away from cancer, and so it's something that's special in my heart, and so I was absolutely willing to jump on board and get up there and help. And I've got a lot of friends in the Pier area, so it just really sounded like a fun deal to go up there and be a part of it. I love what they're doing, and I'm all about good charities, and this is a good charity. And so this was a great fit, and I'm super excited to be up there, actually.
Yeah, it really, truly is going to be a great time. Kayla, if folks want to get tickets for this, it's coming up on the 11th of February, but you don't want to miss out because there is just going to be so much fun happening. How do they go about getting tickets to come to the Boots and Bling Cowboy Bowl?
So you can go online to our website, SterlingFamilyRanchRodeo.com, and buy them online. Or if you're in town, you can stop by Total Beauty and pick some up. I do want to say that you got to hurry up and get them because on February 1st, we're cutting off the sales so that we can tell our caterer how many people are coming because we got to make sure there's enough prime rib for everybody.
Absolutely. That is very important. You don't want to not have enough food for everybody who's there and ready to enjoy. And, you know, it's a good time that's going to be had. And, you know, you guys do such a fantastic job. And 25 years, that is quite the accomplishment. And why not kick up the heels? And, of course, people hear bowl and they think formal. How formal is this going
to
be?
So from boots to bling and everything in between.
Awesome.
You do not have to go out and buy a big fancy dress or anything. We just want you to come out and have some fun. I will also say that, you know, 25 years celebration, my grandfather battled his cancer and we did this in his memory. Mm-hmm. And now we're also doing it in tribute to my grandma, right, who just recently passed away.
Absolutely. And this is a great way to honor both of them and so many others that have gone through the battle. So, Kayla, thank you for stopping in this morning. And Nick, thank you for letting us harass you bright and early this morning as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad I was able to find cell service.
Excellent. Yes, and looking forward to having you in the area once again. You have a great day, Nick.
You too. Thank you.
All right. And Kayla, again, thank you. And we look forward to all the fun at the Boots and Bling Cowboy Ball. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And there is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adams.